This is Miff Warhurst on ABC Radio.
Were any of us surprised at all when we read the latest news about My Little Pony? Now, if you're not familiar with this TV show, it's for kids, mainly. It's from the US, and it features lots of brightly coloured ponies with rainbow ribbons, very silky manes, and glitter, lots and lots of glitter. So in many ways, it felt tailor-made, I should say, to become a gay icon. But it's just been announced that an upcoming episode of My Little Pony will feature the show's first same-sex couple. It's arriving on US television just in time for Pride Week. Well-timed. The final season of the series, it's called Friendship is Magic, will introduce Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty to the screens. I've got Dr. Liz Dupre, who's with us, and this is big news for the incredibly popular series, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely? I really liked your introduction there where it's today in My Little Pony news. Isn't that good? We should have more My Little Pony news just regularly, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Make the world a better place.
Absolutely. Did you ever watch the show? Were you ever a fan, Liz?
Yeah, I've dipped in and dipped out. I have to say, my daughter's only 18 months old, so mine have been for research purposes as an academic up until this point, of course. But yeah, and you know, I've got friends and nieces, and you know, it's kind of hard to avoid, but that's good. And My Little Pony's been around in some form or another for a long time, probably since you and I were little, actually. It's been around for a long time. So this new incarnation, I think, is one of many.
Dr. Liz Dupre is a senior lecturer in communications at the Sydney Uni of Technology. It's been around for a long time, My Little Pony. Is anyone surprised? Glitter, rainbows, unicorns. it was made for kids, obviously, targeted
yes.
at girls, I presume. Was anyone surprised with this news?
Well, Lyle Shelton's surprised, you know, and that's kind of what's making news here at the moment. The former head of the Australian Christian Lobby, I think that's his proper title, isn't it? The former managing director of the Australian Christian Lobby. And he's stood up and said that he doesn't think this is a good thing. I've got a copy of a tweet that he reportedly put out where he says, "It's a brave new world, folks, and we need to push back while we can." I mean, I agree. I don't think this is terribly brave or terribly new. This is normal. This is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this has happened many, many other times in television series already.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, if the controversy is around whether or not there should be the depiction of a same-sex couple within a show that's sort of aimed at children, I mean, there's a couple of things to bear in mind. First of all, you know, from the reports, this is about, you know, this is just showing, you know, one of the ponies whose guardians are, you know, a lesbian couple. That's fine. That happens all over the world. Why shouldn't children in that position who have that family structure see themselves reflected on TV? I think it's a really important step and a really great step too, not just for children in that position, but your children whose friends are in that position. You know what I mean? The more diversity we can get in kids' TV, absolutely the better.
My Little Pony was made for kids and, as we mentioned, targeted at girls possibly, but it's quickly garnered a very unexpected fan base. They're called the Bronies. Who are the Bronies?
Yeah, well, the Bronies started, and I mean, they call themselves unconventional My Little Pony fans. So the bro part is obviously boys or blokes, you know, that's where they kind of come from. And so, you know, depending on what you read, it's fathers of little girls who were like, okay, I could get into this, but then maybe they were loving it themselves just on its own, you know. And depending on where you look, bronies are sort of all around the world. Just a quick Google gives me an Adelaide branch of the Bronies, which looks pretty cool. So if you're interested, they've got a convention coming up soon. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of nice to see this big group of people who can say, you know, we appreciate what this is, you know, even though we're not necessarily the target audience, we appreciate the stories and we're into it. So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Have the Bronies helped cement the show into popular culture? Do you think this group that are unexpected fans of My Little Pony, do you think they've had an impact in giving it a weightier presence in popular culture?
I mean, look, certainly it's got attention, you know what I mean? I mean, and it's always a bit dangerous to say if we don't think that something's real until blokes like it, although there's been a history of that just across the world. You know, people can say the Beatles weren't taken very seriously until blokes of a certain age liked them. When it was just teenage girls, they were just bubblegum and nobody really cared.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is that kind of history tends to be written until the guys of a certain age with a certain gravitas like it. But I think bronies, I mean, are a little bit different. It looks to me at its best to be a collection of people who just like stuff just because they like it. And they don't really care who knows, you know what I mean? And I think that's a wonderful side of fandom. I mean, if we dig too far the other way, I'm sure there are some bronies who maybe, I'm sure if you look too hard, there's brony porn, but there's brony porn, there's porn of any kind of fan club. As a card-carrying Doctor Who fan, I mean, some of the stuff that the Doctor's got up to with their sonic screwdrivers, Miff, oh. I tell ya. So, I mean, fans and the internet is all.
Yeah, fan literature is always taking you down a hole, and I probably should have used a better word than that. You don't want to go down.
Absolutely, yeah. There's always the possibility. But I think at its let's be in the spirit of friendship, as we should be with My Little Pony. The beautiful part about it is it's just about being inclusive, you know. And that, again, what's so nice about this story, we've got this little pony and her and, you know, an aunt and auntie introduce her.
Brilliant.
As is happening more and more in the world. And it's fabulous. It's really, really great. We don't have to pretend they're sisters or they're just friends. They can be together and it's a lovely family. It's fantastic.
Liz, thank you for your insight. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Liz Dufresne, senior lecturer in communications at the Sydney University of Technology.
Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.